Thanks for listening to For Crying Out Loud on Podcast One.
Hey, everybody. We have a really fun show. We talked about, oh, my gosh, like the joy of having a job. Well, your kids having
yes,
a job.
Yes.
We talked about stuff we're watching, podcasts we're listening to. But first,
hey, would you love to save money on insurance? Of course. Who doesn't love a deal? When it comes to great rates on insurance for everything, GEICO can help. Insurance for your car, truck, motorcycle, boat, RV, even homeowners, condos, or renters coverage. Save even more with special discount when you bundle coverages. Plus, add the easy-to-use GEICO mobile app and 24-hour roadside assistance, and the switch to GEICO becomes a no-brainer. Switch today and see how you could save. Simply go to geico.com to get a rate quote or contact your local agent.
I'm Jamie Beebe.
And I'm Jake Deptula. We're the hosts of the Strictly Stalking podcast.
Strictly Stalking is a true crime podcast exploring stalking stories told by the survivors in their own words.
Join us every Tuesday as we interview survivors, advocates, and experts to give you a deep dive into the workings of a true stalking case.
Hear from these survivors as they describe how they fought back, got justice, and lived to tell their story.
Stalking is a crime that can happen to anyone for any reason, anytime. Is someone watching you, listening to you, following you, or even hiding in your house? It can happen to you.
Would you know where to turn if you or someone you know has a stalker? We'll give you the resources you need to get help if you're a victim of a stalker.
Find Strictly Stalking wherever you listen to podcasts, from Podcast One.
Everybody, it's For Crying Out Loud.
It sure is. What's up, Lynette?
We just recorded our Patreon.
Yeah, we did. You know what? We'll say hi to our people.
Yeah.
That'll buy us some time to think of what to talk about. how about Liz Sassy El Sasser and Amanda and Casey? What up, bitches? And Jennifer Falls. Get up. And Sarah Stefano, mm-hmm. And Leslie, stop coughing. Alicia Escalante. Renee Koppel. Where's Ted? Aaron, who dis? Amy,
where's Ted?
Michelle McKibben, Kelly Brandt, she's your aunt. Mm-hmm. Lupin, Ishan Vajpay.
Mm-hmm.
Stephanie Stinker Rinker, Missy and Gabby, love you bitches, even though you're kind of like our Patreon. Bad influence.
Right.
Colleen Skater Girl, Katarina, get that molar out of your mouth.
Uh-huh.
Krista, get the strap. Hero is everybody's hero. Sorry, mm-hmm. It's true. Mm-hmm. Valerie hits it out of the park. Polly, we love your pancakes. Athena, we love your dancing. Elizabeth, we love you and all your kids. Jacob, you're growly. Sandra, it ain't easy being green. Ashley, you're so chic. Vivian has been going to the barber. Sue, Calzone, and Randy's got too many names. There.
That's right.
We have it.
All right. Yeah, so I went to Matt Fondelier's goodbye thing over the weekend.
Oh, how was that?
It was sad. I'm going to miss him. Hold on. Kaylin was there. Ran into Kaylin.
Yeah, that was nice. Sad, but it was nice seeing you there.
Yeah.
What is he thinking? The price of living in Austin is not that much cheaper than LA.
He's got
it.
Oh yeah, he told me what he got and for the price, and he's got a full-on house, like 3-bedroom, literally on the water, like on a river, for essentially what I was paying for a 2-bedroom in Cyprus.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
Wow.
Half an acre.
Yeah, giant backyard.
Yes, with a creek.
But it's outside of Austin, correct?
It's like, I think it's like 15 minutes
from downtown Austin.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. He had to move because his landlord, I don't know, that he was renting from, had to do something. I don't know, move back or sell it or something. So they found his place and couldn't pass it up. I admire people that like go start someplace new in a new city. I could never, I don't know if I could do that. But yeah, he's married and him and his wife are moving. Anyway, we had a goodbye thing. Well, he had like come say bye to Matt and Julie at at this brewery on Saturday, and his parents were there, and his siblings were there, and his whole family was there. Everybody was, you know, like, and then some of us were there. But Chris Laxamana got married over the weekend.
Oh,
on Saturday.
Wow.
On Saturday? Friday. Yeah, I know. Everybody's growing up around here and leaving. It's going to be an empty nest soon.
Caitlin, when are you getting married?
I don't know.
He was just asked that the other day.
Yeah, Ray likes to ask just about every single uncomfortable question. He asked me which one of my kids is my favorite.
Yeah,
that was
that's
his
right.
second
Good
question.
Question.
To me
Good question. Good question. Has your lady has not issued any ultimatums, right?
No ultimatums. No.
What do you think of an ultimatum? What if she did give you an ultimatum?
I don't know. I probably wouldn't like it, but it wouldn't be like a deal breaker for me.
Caitlin, I tried not to give – oh, really, really quick, speaking of ultimatums.
Yeah.
So you know the show Ultimatum on Netflix? Have you heard of it?
Oh, yeah. Is it good? Is it out yet?
It's so trashy, kind of addictive. Yeah.
How many episodes?
I want to say there were like –
They
I
drop
know,
a bunch?
8 or 10.
Okay,
yeah,
good.
So John and I watched it.
Okay.
And then for Rose Pricks, John recorded an episode of Rose Pricks with me, a bonus. It's bonus content where we, as husband and wife, talked about ultimatums. We talked about the show Ultimatum.
Ah.
Broke it down. But also I was asking him. He was like a no, do not give me an ultimatum.
Right.
Type of guy.
Right.
But I sort of did give him an ultimatum without saying I'll leave, but
right.
I did a lot of harassing him to marry me.
Right.
but Amy hasn't been like that, right, Caitlin?
No, she hasn't.
Okay.
But she's expecting at some point.
Yeah. Yes, she is.
I think they will.
I mean, you have two kids.
Yeah.
Really?
Make an honest woman out of her.
So this is Ray in a nutshell. So we're there at the party at the thing, right? I don't know. I don't know if he was part of Matt's party or who this.
So they were the same night?
What do you mean the same night?
The parties? The Chris's wedding?
Oh, no. Chris's wedding was on Friday.
Okay.
Yeah. Everybody. I didn't go. I let Adam take that one. But, then Saturday night was Matt's goodbye thing, right?
Okay.
Okay, so we're going – and Ray's like – first of all, Ray's not drinking.
But did Chris go to
Chris didn't go
party?
To Matt's. No.
Okay.
No.
I was going to say, that would be weird to like the day after your wedding be like, okay, honey, we got to go to this party. Okay.
No, Chris – by the way, there's a guy named Chris Bohm who was at Matt's goodbye thing that I posted. Chris and Adam and Ray were like friends since – you know, middle school.
Okay.
Chris married me and Adam.
Okay.
Yeah. He was there. But anyway, so Ray, so he's like, can you pick me up? Let's go together. And I'm like, all right. And then
why
pick him up?
Why doesn't he pick you up?
Why
doesn't
he pick me up?
If he's not drinking.
Exactly. He's the sober one and he's not drinking and he wants me to come pick him up. I don't know. I'm like, fine. Because I'm all the way out. So – anyway, so I go pick him up. So we walk in and we start talking to two guys, and they were very friendly. And we assume they were part of Matt's party, but towards the end, I don't think that they were. Anyway, they were like, you know, we were standing by the bar and they were talking to us, and the guy was like very friendly and, we were talking about how it's cool that they have like things for kids there, because at the bar, even though it's a brewery, they had like games that kids were playing and stuff, like whatever. And then the guy walks away and Ray goes, did you notice his strabismus? And I go, what are you talking? Strabismus. And I go, what are you talking about? He goes, strabismus. And the guy heard him. And do you know what a strabismus is?
Is it like when you have a wandering eye?
Yes. Guy heard him, and he turns around, and I go, hey, mind your own strabismus.
Oh, my God.
And the guy, he was like, looked at it, and he goes, good one, or something like that.
Oh.
So fucking embarrassing.
Oh.
That's Ray, right? Yes. That's Ray in a nutshell.
Oh.
Stupid.
What is he in middle school? Ray, get your shit together.
I know. I know.
Oh, my God. I would have been horrified.
Mm-hmm. I was fucking – I was like, I hope to God these guys aren't with Matt. Like, could have been Matt's uncle. There were guys – there was like all his extended relatives were there. It was a party for Matt.
Right.
And they were by us. I really – I don't think that they were, though. Now that I like was thinking about it afterwards, because I didn't see them really, but they were kind of near us, so I don't know.
That's bad. That's like if you were like, did you notice his male pattern baldness?
Right. You should say that to Ray because he's got male pattern baldness. Jesus Christ. So anyway, I had that weekend. It was fun, and then talked about Patreon, you know, dealing with kids and being with the kids all weekend.
Yeah. Sadie has been home quarantining.
Yes. How's she feeling?
It's been really hard because, you know, I think I mentioned that we upped her meds and she's been doing so well. Uh-huh. But then this being home, like just in her room for, you know, it's been like over a week because I tested her and she was still testing positive. So I'm like, you can come out, but you got to wear a mask in the house. And like, you know, we can't really go places and mix it up with people.
Right.
You know, so I'm sure she's not contagious anymore. And I'm sure she's probably negative today. But I'm just saying she was just getting so down. Like, so she was like, Mom, can I go to Target? And John's like, no, she can't go to Target. Like, she's going to give COVID to everybody. I'm like, listen, first of all, it's been a week. Yeah. Second of all, if she's wearing an N95 –
right.
And most – I was like, she stays away from people. I'm sure she's fine.
Yeah.
And then she'd been crying in her room. So John was like, I'll let her go to Target.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay. So I took her to Target and it was really cute because I was remembering being a kid and when I had the chicken pox.
Uh-huh.
And I have a really strong memory because, as you know, my mom wasn't like a super nice mom. Mm. But – I do remember that when I was sick, she bought me like a record and she bought me something else. And it was like – because, you know, chickenpox is so contagious. So
yes.
that was like COVID.
Right.
But before there was COVID where you have to isolate and you can't be around other people. And I do remember her buying me a few things and I thought it was so nice. So I was like – so Sadie was – you know, she has her own money.
Yeah.
But she was, you know, getting – yeah, I was like, the poor kid hasn't been out anywhere in a week. So she found all these little, like, this makeup she wanted and this thing, and she needed an eyelash curler. And she was like, Mom, can you help me figure out what – I don't want to spend all my money. So can you help me, like, decide what I should get? Mm-hmm. And she was, like, showing me each thing. And I was like, girl, you know I'm buying it all for you.
Yes. Course.
Spent like $100 on her in Target.
Aww.
Not trying to pat myself on the back. I'm just like,
yeah, it's nice to be able to
treat
do
her.
That. Yes.
And I think that made her feel a little better.
Right.
Also, she, you know, she's in her new room. Mm-hmm. So she had bought a duvet cover.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of tried to talk her out of it because, you know who's putting the comforter in the duvet cover?
Yeah.
Me.
Uh-huh.
I already have to do it for myself.
Right.
It's already the thing I hate doing the most.
The most.
And don't send me a YouTube video on this way that you – if you know me, you know I don't want to watch a YouTube video.
Right.
If it requires a video to show me the trick, the hack on how to put it's going to take me a long time and I'm going to forget all the steps.
Yes.
It's better for me to just like
– complain about
buckle up. Put on a podcast loud because my head's going to be in the duvet cover.
Yes,
fighting with it. There's going to be swearing. I'm going to, you know.
Let me ask you, do you tie the corners together?
No.
Yeah, no.
Do you?
I used to not do it, but now I'm like, phew! Because sometimes it gets all like, you know, it gets like, you know, the corner inside.
Right.
Comes apart, and then now it's like all I got is like a sheet instead of the comforter.
Right.
Unless I, fluff it up. Yeah. So anyway, I just bite the bullet now and just tie it. If it's got the tie, sometimes Which one has the ties, the duvet or the comforter? I don't know which one is. I think it, the
duvets can have that.
Right.
The one I bought doesn't have that.
Yeah, so some of them don't have that.
She got it at TJ Maxx. Mm-hmm. But then the comforter themselves were so overpriced, even at TJ Maxx. I was like, let me just order it on Amazon. Sorry. Yeah. Yeah. Sorry, people, anti-Amazon people. But I ordered her like – and so that was nice because that the comforter came yesterday and she had the duvet cover. So she got to like – her room looks really pretty with her new – because she'd had a twin size comforter.
Uh-huh.
Now, the problem with having a comforter is, as we've talked about this before, but these kids, they stink.
Yes.
They're always having the BO.
Yeah.
And so I have to wash their shit a lot. Like I got to wash their sheets, wash their comforters. And queen size comforters are a little more difficult.
Yes.
To just pop in the wash.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So I was like, I get it. Get a duvet. Then we'll wash it. Right. But also hers is white. And I'm like, you know these kids, they eat in there.
I know.
You know, they always say like, oh, I'm going to be really clean. And
yeah, right. I know. I know. Yeah. I need to get new sheets and stuff for my condo. Let's see. Sonny's mattress. Okay. So he's got underneath his thing, he's got those slats, you know.
Right, right, right.
And so it was caving in, you know. So I got him a new mattress, and now it's at my condo just sitting there.
Oh, no.
Because he doesn't. Because he likes his little – he likes his frame and he wants to keep – so I bought him a smaller – his mattress was for some reason he got like somebody's old mattress. So he has a queen in there.
Yeah.
And it's too big. So I bought him – I got you when I bought my mattress from my place. I got him a new mattress because it's been so old. And – but it's a smaller. It's a full. I got him a full.
Uh-huh.
And he's like – I don't want it because – and then I didn't realize, I didn't factor in that Phil sleeps with him. And he's like, I need – and he's bigger now than he was. And
right.
He's getting tall. And he's like, there's no room enough as it is, whatever. You know, because – so he's like, I want – he's like, I can't go from a queen to a full with Phil. And I'm like – and he likes the frame that he's got. He doesn't want to change it.
Right.
So now I'm stuck. And it's like, do I just wait until he goes to school one day and just toss all that old shit out and put in – his smaller, brand-new mattress, or do I sell it to, like, Ray, just get rid of it?
Yeah.
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 Or keep it.
Because then you have to get him a new bed, the new bed frame.
I know, but he doesn't need a bed frame. He's a teenager. Can't he just, like –
sleep on a mattress?
Well, I'll get him a thing, a box spring. He keeps it up against two walls anyway.
Right.
So –
so you're saying he would just sleep on a box spring and a mattress and no frame, no bed.
Right, right. Like why can't I just – I don't know. Or I could keep it in my guest room in my new place, which I might do.
Just on the floor?
No, I'll get something for it, make it look nice, make it like a day bed, and then somebody, you know, if kids come over, they can sleep. That's what I think I'll do.
Although okay, yeah.
I don't really need an extra bed, but all right.
But then you have to get some kind of bed frame.
I know.
You know?
Yeah.
I'm just trying to picture it. I'm not trying to like be quiet, but I'm just
no,
like.
No, I know.
Well.
Yeah.
I mean, because what were you going to do with the other room? Make it like an office? Office
like
slash guest room?
Like a, actually like a dressing room. I like to have like my clothes because. I go back and forth all the time, so I don't like – I'm not going to put stuff away into like the drawers or, you know, in a closet. So I come in with new clothes. You know what I mean? I'm going back and forth. I don't – everybody's like, keep two pairs of everything. I'm not doing that. So when I get there on the weekends or whatever, I'd like to have like a one of those, you know, rolling bars, wardrobe.
Yeah, wardrobe. Yeah. You're going to be like one of the Real Housewives.
Yeah, I was thinking that.
I like that. Yeah, do that.
Yeah.
Would the kids ever sleep over at your condo?
Natalia's already been asking. Yeah. She wants to – she's been wanting to come spend the night. And then if Wendy comes, well, Wendy can sleep in my room. We could share a bed. But, yeah, I mean, it'd be nice to have an extra bed.
Yeah.
Now that I think about it. Yeah.
I think you should.
Mm-hmm.
You could get like a not a futon, but like a, you know, a bed that opens up.
Right,
yeah.
Or something.
Yeah, exactly.
I was thinking that.
Or, yeah, or a day bed that's like.
But that, I already got this mattress, though.
Yeah, then just get a full size. Then just get, like, they're not that expensive.
Right.
Just head to Living Spaces and get like a little cute full size bed frame.
Yeah. Living Spaces.
Living Spaces. Should we talk about
Solo Stove?
Yes, we should. Okay, first of all, I love my new Solo Stove.
Mm-hmm.
I have already used it to make a bonfire in our backyard.
Really?
It was super fun. It was really easy. Yeah, and the kids were all excited about it. It was like something to do. So we made s'mores.
Oh, that's nice.
It was really fun. It's like a great thing to have if you're entertaining and you don't – like for me, I don't have a pool.
Right.
But for you, you have a bonfire. Do you like it?
I love it.
You have a whole setup.
Yes, love it. It's great. And it's so fun, especially when the weather gets warmer and you can sit out there and pretend like you're camping.
I love that it's smokeless too.
Yes.
Because there's nothing – I mean my kids are all prone to headaches.
Mm-hmm.
They cannot be around something that's like smoky. So this was perfect. When I told them, I was like, it's smokeless.
That's great. Yes. It's made premium grade 304 stainless steel, 360 degree airflow system that maximizes efficiency while minimizing the smoke.
Mm-hmm.
It's awesome.
So shop now and get up to 30% off fire pits all month long and use promo code FCOL at checkout to get an extra $20 off, plus a lifetime warranty and free 30-day returns. Just go to solostove.com. And remember, you get $20 off if you use the promo code FCOL. And I have to just say that on our Facebook page, a bunch of people were like, oh, my God, I'm so excited that you're using – that you're one of your sponsors is Solo Stove. We love Solo Stove.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. Boom.
Boom.
Whoa. That's what Caitlin should do if we get something wrong in an ad.
Right.
She just play that drop. Whoa. Too funny. So Elby has been working her butt off at her job.
She loves it.
Yeah. I want to highly recommend kids getting jobs.
Yes.
Because I have noticed so much growth within Elby.
Mm-hmm.
I've noticed like a jump start
really?
To her. Yeah, just her like social maturity.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
I think there's nothing like the idea. First of all, there's so many things I love about her having a job. One, she loves having her own money.
Yes.
She told me just the other day, she's like, Mom, I had no idea how great it was going to be to have and manage my own money.
Right.
Until I got a job. She goes, because I used to get like worried because I gave her $100 a month allowance.
Mm-hmm.
Which is not that much if you think about it. If you're a teenager,
you know,
going to the mall with your friends, it was like, sorry.
Right.
Spend $25 a week. And I would pay for food so she would use one of our credit cards if she was having dinner or going for lunch. But that's food because in my mind, I'd be like, okay, it's one – like I would have to provide her food anyway.
Right.
So that's how I thought about
it
in my mind.
That's what I do too. Yeah.
But now that she has her own money, that is no more. Like, she doesn't carry my credit card. She doesn't need it.
That's awesome.
But she's like, ever since I don't – she's like, I just love that I have – I can just decide how and when to spend my money.
Mm-hmm.
She thinks about things she needs or wants.
That's great.
She doesn't ever have to ask permission. She fixed up her room on her own money.
That's awesome. That's great.
Yeah. Also, I've never seen her more – she's always been responsible, but the idea that she has a boss
– yeah.
Like, first of all – I have been – had zero involvement in her job from the time that she chose the place, sent her application in, had her interview, got her first day. I've never met anybody at her job. I've never been there. Like nothing has involved me except that she had to get a work permit just for if she wanted to work over a certain amount of hours a week. However it works.
Right.
And she didn't do it right away, but literally all I had to do was sign it. That's the most they're aware that there's a parent.
Right, right.
When I drop her off, if I have, she usually drives herself to work. But when I've dropped her off, it's at the corner.
Mm-hmm.
Like I've never gone in with her.
Right.
It's the most independent.
It's amazing.
I see her in a different light.
Yeah, it's so good for the kids. And I mean, it especially like at that age, and to have a job that they really enjoy and have that be their first introduction into the workplace is, I mean, amazing. Like, you can't get better than that. Like,
it just has – it has moved her growing up. It speeded it up a little bit because you can watch the way they handle things, like they handle bosses and shifts and having to let somebody know that they can't work a certain shift or like figuring out like when they get paid and how to, you know, and being on time and figuring out what time to leave to make sure you're never late.
Right.
And like she's very on it all the time.
Yes. And like to be accountable, you know, like when people are depending on you to get there at a certain time is great life skills to get going early on. And you know, problem solving and shit like that. And also giving you confidence to know that you are – you now look at – like you didn't think you could do, you know, whatever she's doing or whatever. Like to learn now that you know you've got these skills and then you can go and, you know, anywhere. You can go do whatever. Like even – or at school. Just problem solving and figuring things out without your parents or – you know what I mean? And people depending on you is a big deal. It's good.
I know. I think
she's good for them.
It's so good. I think she's learned also just about how to work through anxiety because she told me that one of the reasons she was like, I don't know if I want a job. I don't know if I want this job is because she was just scared.
Of course.
And I and now that she's done it, it makes her realize that thing that we talked about before. Like you're always – there's going to be a first day of everything you do.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
And you're going to have to learn new things.
Mm-hmm.
And now she's like, oh, my gosh, now I know everything about the place. And it's just, oh, my God. And Lynette, she's making so much money.
That's awesome.
The other day
she
worked a shift and she got a $100 tip.
That's so amazing.
She got – and then the next day she worked a party and she got a $60 tip. Like – I was girl.
I didn't realize that they get tips over there.
They get tips and they keep all their own money.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah. And so that's on top of – and then they make minimum wage.
Right.
And then this week they're cashier training her and she's super excited about that. It's like a promotion.
Ooh. That's great.
And she's
telling
like,
you she's going to be manager of that place.
I mean
– yeah, because I bet she's the perfect employee, like enthusiastic, loves to be there, you know, probably doesn't say no to anything. You know what I mean? Like
– oh, yeah. They ask her to pick up a shift. She's like, yep, I'm on it. Yeah. I got you.
Yeah.
I don't think she's ever turned them down when they've asked her, can you stay later? Can you come in and work for this person? She's always like, sure, no problem.
Well, I bet they love that. Oh, I guarantee she's going to be manager by the time she's like next year, you know.
Well, they do have – they have like a 19-year-old man. I mean, she's almost 18.
Right.
I mean, not really almost, but
– yeah.
And my other good news is that you know how I was there's a smaller high school for Sadie and Xander, and Sadie decided she wants to go to it.
Yeah.
And now Xander's on board.
Oh,
so I officially turned down their spot at the at our closest. We're not actually in their district.
Right.
We're part of LAUSD, but we're not in the borders of the school that they were going to go to.
Okay.
But it's a big school.
Right.
And Xander gave it a lot of thought. And has decided to go with the smaller school.
Oh, good.
I think it will be better for him.
Oh, that's awesome.
But I didn't want to push.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's nice that he made the decision on his own. That was smart to do. And, you know, that's going to be good. That school sounds amazing. Like, I would love to send my kids there.
I mean, it really does seem like a private school.
Yeah.
But it's free.
Right.
So I'm looking forward to cautious optimism.
Yeah.
I think it'll be good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome. Yeah. I cannot believe their school is almost over.
I know.
School's going to be out like in the next 2 months.
When do your kids – we get out very early June.
Yeah. We're going to be out like June 7th.
Yeah. I think that's when we get out. So they have basically the rest of April after spring break.
Right.
My kids have the rest of April and all of May.
Yeah. That's it.
I know. But my kids are like – they hate school.
I know. I know.
Do your kids hate it?
They hate it.
Has Natalia been going again or no?
She's – she tried – no. She's now doing like online stuff. She's just doing it all online. But she's going to try and go again this week. This morning, I have to talk to her school. Where the thing is they were out for a week. So we lost a week because they were – so you know, they were talking to her doctor and getting on the same page and kind of coming up with a plan. And then I was like, okay, so what's the plan? Now they're gone for a week. So I sent them an email Sunday night. Can we talk on Monday so we can come up with what is the plan? Because she is doing, you know, the online stuff, but I want to get her back into it, like going to school. And also she's got an appointment with the occupational therapist finally next week, the beginning of next week, to go to learn, you know, to get back into the swing of things. That's a children's hospital. So everything is now at Children's Hospital. So everything's going and moving along, but she's still having a hard time focusing. She gets a headache. She gets tired. She can't retain. You know, it's all like moody. All that stuff is part of, you know, recovering.
And you haven't noticed improvement?
She's now she's got her appetite back, I think, maybe. But I don't know. It's hard to tell with her. She's still – I won't – a day has not gone by that she hasn't told me her head is hurting her bad still. Yeah. So
there
still,
is stuff she could probably take for a headache. One of our listeners messaged me and was like, have you told Lynette about it's triptans. It's like Imitrex is what I take for bad headaches. It's not narcotic. It doesn't have any – it's not addictive at all. And I mean, I gave it to Xander for a bad headache before.
Yeah, see?
Take a low dose of something like that. Could you ask her doctor if she could take that? Because it's a migraine medicine, but I've taken it for headaches that weren't a migraine and it still works just as well.
Right. I'm going to ask the doctor when I see them. So there's that. She's been taking a leave, which kind of got – it helped a little bit, but not really.
I'm wondering if Excedrin is like a miracle.
Yeah.
Yeah, Excedrin migraine.
You
can try. It's got some caffeine. It like opens up the blood vessels in your head a little bit. Yes. And like
– yeah. Yeah, I forgot about that one.
But she might not like the caffeine feeling. Imitrex doesn't give you – Excedrin has a bunch of caffeine in it, which does help with headaches. But
– yeah, she might not like that.
She might not like the jittery feeling.
Yeah.
But Imitrex doesn't make you jittery. It doesn't – I don't feel any real difference.
Yeah. I'm going to ask them. I did ask them and they're like, no, she needs to wait to see the neurologist. And it's like, all right, but in the meantime, can't she – is there anything? Like, yeah, it doesn't have to be narcotics, just something.
Right.
I don't know. You would think, but I don't know. It's just been a long road. And she wants to get back into the volleyball and her coach keeps texting me. And, you know, she's got July 4th. Where she's supposed to do the nationals over in wherever
in Indianapolis.
Indianapolis. And I'm like, so we're not going to that, are we, Natalia? And she's like, no, I didn't say that. I go, really? You think you're going to make that? And she's like, I'd like to. I don't want to take it off the table. I'm like, because I didn't book it or anything when all the parents were doing it.
Right.
And now I got to get back on. I got to get on it. It's just –
you got to get in with the neurologist, though, first.
I know.
Tell you
first and foremost. Right. Mm. But I should probably book a room just in case, you know, just to have something.
Yeah. So. It's kind of far out, but I guess not that far out. We have to book our thing in Vegas.
I know.
I have to get on that.
I know.
I might just call Patrick.
Call Patrick. He'll do it.
He's, see if he can think
of
something.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, he'll pull it together.
Kaylin, how are the kidlets?
They're good. They're the same. They're wild. Amy's parents are going out of town for the week on vacation.
Uh-oh.
So, yeah, it's just going to be us dealing with them all week. So we got some babysitters lined up to come over. And, yeah, it's going to be a busy week.
Mm. Is Amy – does she work?
Yeah, she does. She's
full-time, out of the house?
Yes.
Oh.
Yes. Yeah.
So her parents basically take care of them all day, every day?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm. Those are some good parents,
yes,
grandparents.
They are.
That's awesome.
Amazing.
Both of them together, huh?
Yep.
That's so cute.
Do you have to pay them?
No.
I was going to say, Caitlin, by the way, we were looking at your dad's photos after you left.
Yeah, sure.
Your dad's hot, or he was hot.
Yes, I've heard that a couple times before.
He's a cutie, yeah.
Yeah, he's a really cute, yes. Caitlin, or Michael Biehn, mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's right.
I mean, I remember him mostly from The Abyss.
He played a kind of psychopath in that one.
Yeah, he had a pet rat on his shoulder. Remember that guy?
I never saw it.
Oh, yeah. I'm very familiar with that role. He's good at playing crazy people.
What's your favorite role?
Probably Tombstone.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Never saw it.
That's such a classic movie. And he, it's funny because he always says that, like, he wasn't the main bad guy. Mm. Powers Booth was the main bad guy. But also, what's his name? Val Kilmer wasn't the main good guy either. Kurt Russell was the main good guy.
Right. Kurt Russell.
But it's weird because each of the like kind of side characters got kind of a bigger notice from that movie.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Everyone like remembers Johnny Ringo and Doc Holliday shooting it out, even though technically they weren't even like the main bad guys.
Right.
In it, so.
Right.
Yeah. But again, he plays a very good crazy guy in Tombstone.
Yes.
Did he have any good like showbiz stories when you were young? Like, did he tell you people that were like, oh, this guy's a real asshole? Everybody loves him, but he's an asshole.
No, not really.
What?
But then again, he might have been the asshole a couple of those times.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, he's now and has been for a long time sober, but for a long time he wasn't. So I think maybe he might have been that asshole a couple times.
Oh. But you weren't raised by him, right?
Sure. Yeah, totally.
Oh, you were?
Him and my mom, yeah.
Oh, when did they get divorced?
They got divorced when I was in 9th grade or 10th grade.
Okay. Yeah.
And then your mom, though, isn't she in London?
She's in England.
Okay.
Yeah. She's not in London, though. She's in kind of a smaller countryside town.
Cheshire?
No.
Cheshire? Liverpool?
Can't do those accents.
She's over there.
She's over there. When did she move over there, then?
That would have been 2013. Mm. So almost 10 years.
Okay.
So when you were growing up with your dad, who was, you know, in movies, pretty major actor.
Yeah.
And he was alcoholic.
Yeah.
Was that hard?
Sometimes. I mean, he had a couple, like, relapse episodes that I didn't really, like, know what was going on when they were happening. And I didn't even learn till much later in life that he like had been drinking, but mm-hmm. for the most part, if he did have a kind of like relapse or an episode, he would just leave the house. Like, he wouldn't be around me or my mom during that period. He would just kind of be gone.
I see.
Like, what do you mean? For like days at a time, weeks at a time,
yeah.
He'd just take off.
Mm-hmm.
But it didn't mean anything to you because you're used to him.
I didn't know
being gone.
Really. Yeah,
yeah.
So was he trying to be sober for a lot of those years?
Yeah. He was, I don't know exactly when he initially got sober, but yeah, he was sober for a long time and then would like have a relapse and then would again be sober for a long time and then maybe have another one. And then on top of that, he would have, you know, he has kind of like, I think, undiagnosed bipolar.
Mm-hmm.
So that would kind of factor into all that as well. So when he was kind of going through an episode of relapsing, I never really saw him and I didn't really realize what was going on until much later.
Wow.
It must have been tough for your mom, though, too.
Yeah.
You just don't remember. You just saw the behavior sometimes and were like, oh, I guess just my dad's.
Yeah.
Even when you were a little older, like even by the time they divorced?
You know, by that time, he didn't have any more alcoholic relapses.
Oh.
I don't think he really had any more kind of bipolar incidents either. So by that time, he was... Yeah, I don't remember having anything like that in my
Do you ever worry
teenage years.
Worry about bite like that runs in the family and that, you know.
Yeah, it does run in my family.
Yeah. I always worry about that with my kids, like with schizophrenia, you know. I mean, I remember when Dean had Nicholas, Anthony, and Megan, Wendy was all constantly worried about it with them. And, you know, Megan's got a little something, and then, you know, and it's because you know, it does run in the family. Although, no, my parents didn't know anybody in their families. I'm guessing it came from my mom's side because my mom got it as she got older. Like, she was always eccentric and whatever, but then she really started, even to the point where she was hallucinating in her late, you know, in her 60s.
Right.
So that came out late. But yeah, I mean, you just, it's so scary. You think when you have kids too, it's like, you got to think about that, you know, mental illness running in the family. It's really scary.
I mean, for sure, Sadie's depression comes from John.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't have it.
Right.
It's not really in my family. Although my biological father is bipolar. They called it manic depression back
yes.
then.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
He was a manic depressive.
Right.
I wasn't really privy to a lot of it because he was not in my life much
right.
at all.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't see.
Right.
I saw certain behaviors, but I saw the result of probably his mood disorder, which
yeah.
is just the not being able to really work and, you know.
Right.
And also he had like grandiosity.
Yes. Yeah. My mother had that too. Thoughts of grandeur. Like just.
Yes. Delusions of grandeur.
Delusions of grandeur.
Oh, my God. My father would just say – he was always like calling himself a genius and
yeah.
like just – everything was like, how do they not see my genius? And like, how, you know, everybody else was kind of lowlifes
right.
to him.
Right.
Like they
right.
didn't know how to treat him and
right.
they don't know what they're dealing with. You
right.
know?
Right.
That's so hard to listen to.
I know. My mom had to like, I'm the best. I just to walk in. Like she would say like, you know, I just to walk in and nobody bothers me at the movie theater.
Right,
you know
right,
what I mean?
Right,
she,
right.
But like when you're looking back and back then, it's like she wasn't seeing Jesus on the walls yet. So it was just like, oh, that's my crazy mom. You know, I just to walk in and I gonna take the gun away from anybody. And, you know, like, yeah, she taught self-defense, but I don't know if she could take the gun away from anybody.
Right.
You know, like just those kinds of things. And then it was always like my brother Dean was, you know, the Messiah, you know, and like he's the best and you know, he's the chosen one from God and Dean was this and Dean was that. And it was like then you look back on it, it's like, yeah, all those like delusions, it's a sign.
Was your mom ever like telling Dean, like, yeah, you are the like,
oh,
was
hell,
she ever?
Yes. She would send him emails. Yeah, she was always telling him that. And that his wife is a weech, the one that he married
right,
Wendy.
Right.
And that, like, Dean and Wendy are on the Mount Sinai together.
But Dean is not the one who's mentally ill.
No.
It's Dave. So was she ever telling Dave, I think is what I meant. Was
oh.
your mom ever telling Dave, like, yeah, you're right. Like, you are God.
Well, Dave wasn't the one she was saying. Oh, well, Dave had schizophrenia, but he never thought he was God.
Oh, he didn't?
No.
He didn't think he,
no,
didn't,
he
have,
didn't have
he didn't
delusions.
Think he was the chosen one?
No, he had, like,
wait, so Dean thought he was the chosen
no,
one?
No, my mom thought Dean was the chosen
one.
Sorry.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Too many voices going on in my house. Everybody thinks they're the chosen one. Yeah. Now, Dave developed it, schizophrenia,
right.
at it, you know, and
right.
he would just do math equations everywhere.
I was just wondering if your mom was
right.
ever like, oh,
on the same wavelength.
Dave, you. Your math ability is so good. You must be,
yes.
You, Jesus must love you, you know.
Yes. Yeah. No. You know, poor Dave. Dave got bossed around. I wonder how he has schizophrenia. He was under a lot of pressure with my mom. My mom treated Dean like, you know, the chosen one. And Dave would be like, Dave, do the dishes. Dave, go to the store. Dave, you forgot the tomato sauce. Go back to the, yeah. Dave would get pushed around a lot. Yeah.
It's like we all have preferences probably,
right.
You know, maybe they go back and forth. But like as a parent, you keep that shit in check.
Yeah,
like you don't like show like, oh, my God, you know.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. No.
Sadie, come in my room and hang out with
right.
me. Oh, hi, Albie.
Right.
Sadie, let's do our hair. Like
yeah.
I wouldn't do that.
Right.
You know what I mean? You know what
I know. I know. Not unless you have mental illness.
Let's talk about Best Fiends.
Yes.
Oh, my God. Best Fiends. I am almost at 2,000.
I'm getting there. I'm in the 1900s. How, so there.
We're not even been playing together.
I know.
We've just been doing our own thing, and yet we're sort of like neck and neck. And I think it's because we both have a lot of downtime.
Yes. And the best thing that I love is when I'm waiting for doctor's appointments, I can play Best Fiends. I don't need Wi-Fi. That's what I love about Best Fiends. You can play it wherever you are.
Yeah. It's so fun. They've had 100 million downloads. This thing is super popular.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like – it's aimed at grown-ups. Not kids.
That's
it's a
right.
grown-up game.
Yes. And they keep it fresh. They keep it moving. They keep, you know, everything's always – they keep it challenging. It's a lot of fun to play. You can play with your friends or you can play by yourself.
Yeah. And with offline play, you're never going to be stranded without fun, even if you totally lose your internet connection,
right.
like you said. Mm-hmm. And they always change the levels, and it's really cute. And,
yeah,
you've earned your fun time. So go to the App Store or Google Play to download Best Fiends for free. Plus, earn even more with $5 worth of in-game rewards when you reach level 5. That's mm-hmm. not hard,
no,
guys.
It's not.
That's friends without the R, Best Fiends. And also, let's talk about Sambucol. Let's talk about health for a minute. Because there's nothing more important than taking care of yourself. Because if you're not feeling your best, you can't be your best. Sambucol helps you feel your best by supporting your immune system with premium black elderberry. Sambucol is the original black elderberry brand, so you know you're getting immune support that you can trust. Listen, you don't have time to miss work because you're not feeling great. Take 1 to 2 Sambucol gummies every morning to help make sure you keep doing what you need to do. I love the gummies because they taste so good. They're like a little morning treat. You can take them with your coffee to get the day started off right, and they're so easy to incorporate into your daily wellness routine. And did I mention that they taste really good? Seriously, you can feel like you're doing your body good by taking Sambucol every day for immune support. Sambucol also has a ton of other formats to choose from, including syrups, drink powders, effervescent tablets, capsules, and more. They have products for kids and babies, too. You can help support your entire family's immune system with Sambucol. Get 15% off your next order of $9.99 or more at SambucolUSA.com. Use code FCOL. That's 15% off your next order of $9.99 or more with code FCOL. By the way, Kaylin, next door is so loud. Can you hear it in your headphones, Lynette?
Yeah, I can hear it.
It's like distractingly loud.
Yeah.
To try to – all right, they're being quiet right this minute.
Fuckers. Are you listening to any podcasts?
You know, I started listening again to Esther Perel, Where
oh,
Should We
yes.
Begin?
Yes, yes.
Which is interesting, but – I really do. I really like it. She just only puts out like a few episodes at a time. And then there's episodes where it's phone episodes where somebody calls in and then she gives some advice. It's never been my favorite type of thing.
Oh, okay.
Like I don't want just a quick 20 minutes
right.
of her.
Right.
But I like it and I'm out of other shit to listen to. What about you? I'm going to look at my
I have not been listening. I don't know what I've been listening to. Nothing interesting. I need something to listen to.
Oh, I did listen to something that was pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Hooked.
Oh.
It's a podcast. It's called Hooked.
Okay.
It's about this guy and his son, really, who gets hooked on opioids.
Oh.
Yeah. And then he starts robbing banks.
That's my stomach. Can you hear that?
I can hear it.
Oh, my God.
Are you hungry?
Yeah. Aww. You think? And he starts robbing banks. Is it
yeah.
true?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. He's
wow.
It's like an interview show. It's like 8 episodes, and he talks to the guy. And now I'm going to forget the guy's name, and that makes me sad, so I'm going to look it up. But there's the guy who's doing Hooked. The guy who's
producing,
running this podcast, whose podcast this is, I'm going to look it up really quick. Because I really like this guy and he's really cute.
Mm-hmm.
And he's also – Josh Dean.
Okay.
He was on – he was – they interviewed him on the Elise Lam. Remember the documentary about the freaking hotel? That hotel in Los Angeles.
Yes. Cecil.
Hotel Cecil. Right. Mm-hmm. He was one of the like guys. He's a journalist, and he was interviewed for there. And he also did, I think, the podcast Chameleon.
Okay.
He did one of those. Is Josh Dean.
Mm-hmm.
He's really cute. And he's – I love his, like, interview style. He's really nice and he's friendly and he's
– So it's called Hooked.
It's called Hooked. I'll read you the abstract. When Tony Hathaway was arrested outside a Seattle bank in February 2014, it brought an end to one of the most prolific bank robbery streaks in American history. Hathaway robbed 30 banks in a single year, all within a 30-mile radius of his suburban home. But that's not the most surprising part of this story. Before Hathaway was a masterful bank robber, a shape-shifting professional who confounded multiple police departments and the FBI, he was a top design engineer at Boeing, one of America's most important companies. Anyway, it goes on and it's
– Wow.
Yeah, based on 3 years of conversations. And he basically takes his son with him.
Wow.
Yeah.
To rob these banks?
Yeah.
An adult son.
He was a teenager at the time. You got to listen to it. It's really good. And like the last episode kind of made me tear up. It's good.
Okay. I'm going to listen to it. Okay. I actually downloaded and I started, but I couldn't hear it. I needed to put earbuds in my ears because it's called Seaside. I think it's called Seaside or it's called – It's about the collapse of the Seaside building in Florida.
Oh.
Yeah. And it's really sad. And it sounds – where is it? Oh, yeah. It's called Collapse, Disaster in Surfside.
Surfside?
Yes. And they have audio of the first responders.
Oh, no.
Like, hello, can you hear – you know.
I'm like, oh, no, as I search for it.
Right. Like you hear like the voice. You can hear like what's going on. Everybody okay? You know, like the – so that's why I was like I got to put my earbuds in because I can't – sometimes when you have audio and that kind of stuff and it fluctuates, I don't know, or maybe I'm going deaf. But
oh, that's funny. I thought you were going to say I thought you were going to say like, you know, because I want to protect the kids from hearing it in case. Oh. And you're like – I just need to hear this shit better.
Yeah. It's interesting because I had a friend who worked with a girl that died.
Oh, no.
Yes. Oh. She worked with a friend of mine and she was there. She just got in from L.A. visiting her parents because her older parents lived in the building. And she just got there that day. And that night is when it collapsed. And she was one of the ones that they could hear. They talked to her behind a wall and she was saying that she's trapped and she can't – and her parents are next to her or something. She was saying that was her and she was trapped and they were trying to, you know, continue talking to her and pinpoint where she was.
Mm-hmm.
And then after a while they were like – they lost contact that she wasn't responding anymore.
Is that in the podcast?
I don't know if it's in the podcast. I don't know. But like
– Oh, boy.
Yeah. She was like 30-something beautiful. Yeah. Latina girl.
Aww.
It was really sad. Yeah.
What if she was unattractive?
I know, right? I don't know why I said that. I mean, she's like she so wasn't full of life.
Pretty. Yeah. She was
– Maybe that's my mom and me.
No, that's everybody. That's the – every time – every episode of Dateline, they're always like, she's a beautiful girl,
right.
Attractive, lots of friends.
Right.
I always go like, well, what if the person was like sort of –
what if they
had acne?
Like, yeah. Or how come they never like, say like, this person was always in a bad mood.
Right.
She always had PMS. She never wanted to get on her bad side. The guy's an asshole. He's kind of a dick to everybody.
You don't want to get on her bad side.
Right.
And she's the hero of the story, like the right. victim of a crime. You're like, I mean,
yeah.
Listen, haram. Like, it's really, it's terrible. It's tragic, but man, you were really walking on eggshells
right.
around this bitch. A lot of people were like, I mean, great girl,
right.
like in the right mood.
Right.
You just don't want to piss her off.
Exactly.
I mean, personally, I haven't talked to her in like 10 years because she
right.
she kicked me out of her life like,
yeah.
like she does everybody else. But whoever's in her life, I
yeah.
mean, she's – yeah.
She's a delight.
True delight.
Yeah.
All right. Caitlin, you have any parting words?
Shaking his head no.
Listen, we have a couple more of our Patreon shout-outs. We invite you to join Patreon. I mean, I got to say we've been bringing the heat the last three episodes.
Yes.
Pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty good. Julie Clayman, she's a therapist. She's my friend. She practices in Agora Hills, California, but she can Zoom with you anywhere in California. She helps kids, teens, anxiety, depression, school issues, trauma. Her website is julielmft.com, and I love her. I trust her. Uh-huh. Kelly from Wilma and Frida, I saw another person went to go eat at her restaurant.
I am dying to go eat there.
Yeah.
It's amazing. I like the people are supporting them. Thank you.
You know, Palm Springs wouldn't be a bad place to do like a live show.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. People would maybe take a drive there.
Garagos has a place out there.
Okay. We'll talk after.
All right.
All right. Well, also, Wilma, if we do go there, we're for sure eating at Wilma and
Hell
Frida.
Yes. Maybe we should do it there.
Oh, my gosh. Kelly, call me.
Yeah.
Okay, and also in Palm Desert. So Palm Desert, Palm Springs. Letty Molina, she's got the CBD, even the bacon flavor. It's the oil. You just get a dropper full and put it in their food. Mm-hmm. They don't know the difference,
but
they feel better. And they're like, I don't know how this is happening. I'm feeling better. What happened? Hempworks.com/L Molina or find her on Facebook, LATTY Molina. And last but not least, Sarah Dean. She's got a kick-ass podcast called The Shameless Mom Academy. Just go to shamelessmom.com and find out, like, how to join up with her whole community. She's dealing with moms. It's very inspirational, motivational,
yes.
All that stuff that helps you get out of your rut. That's The Shameless Mom Academy.
Nice.
That's it.
All right.
All right, everybody. You're a parent now.
Don't F it up.
Would you love to save money on insurance? Of course. Who doesn't love a deal? When it comes to great rates on insurance for everything, GEICO can help. Insurance for your car, truck, motorcycle, boat, RV, even homeowners, condo, or renters coverage. Save even more with a special discount when you bundle coverages. Plus, add the easy-to-use GEICO mobile app and the 24-hour roadside assistance, and the switch to GEICO becomes a no-brainer. Switch today and see how much you could save. Simply go to geico.com to get a rate quote or contact your local agent.
Stream the biggest movies and TV shows for free on Pluto TV. Watch movies like Titanic and G.I. Joe The Rise of Cobra, plus TV shows like CSI and Star Trek The Next Generation. Starting this month, check out the 24/7 Stargate channel exclusively on Pluto TV, plus hundreds of channels and thousands of movies and TV shows absolutely free. Download the free Pluto TV app on your favorite streaming device and start watching today.